And if you think of the phonons as particles, then I have this drawing of little particles. It's really some gift that I got for from gases. But we also treat gases as little particles. But if you think of them as little particles that are bouncing around in a box like this, then they're moving around in random directions. And they just travel in some direction for some average time that's called the scattering time. And then there's a scattering event, and at the scattering event, they move off in some other random direction and continue in that direction for a scattering time. And you can define a mean-free path. And the mean-free path is how far the phonon goes before it scatters again. So this velocity here that connects the mean-free path and the scattering time would be the speed of sound. And the mean-free path in a typical case for phonons is about 10 nanometers. So they maybe travel, 10 nanometers is 50 to 100 atoms. And then the phonons scatter and go off in some other direction.